My eyes widened when I saw the women at the front desk. They wore skin-fit leather leotards. They did not wear name tags, but collar necklaces. Their names were written in the pendant. All their hair were worn down and all black. They looked like ancient Egyptian slaves.
"Do you have a reservation, miss?"
the doorman asked me. "No, but I'd like to check in," I answered.
"Oh, someone would be joining you later then?" the doorman concluded.
I rolled my eyes. The questions were becoming annoying. I frowned and answered, "No, I just want to have some time alone." The doorman was flustered by my reply. When he was about to ask another question, I ignored him and walked towards the front desk. The lady at the front desk looked at the doorman for a moment before she faced me. "I'd like to check in," I said while handing my credit card.
"I'm sorry, miss, but we don't give accommodation for a single person," the front desk woman named Jessica told me.
"We only accept couples or groups." I rolled my eyes and answered,
"Then book me in a room for couples or groups. I'll still pay for it."
"How did you know about this hotel, miss?"
The older desk officer looked at my name on the card and added, "Rossi,
I found it while I was traveling. Now, do you have a room or not?" I answered in a snobby tone. I was about to demand the woman to give me a room, but they suddenly became excited. Their eyes beamed when someone appeared behind my back. I ignored the man that stood behind me, but his presence was too strong. I could feel his energy from his soft breaths.
"Mr. Anderson," the older front desk officer greeted.
"Hello, Chloe."
My heart jolted when I heard his voice. It was deep and bossy, but sexy. I turned my head to him slowly. I was shocked when I saw him. Mr. Anderson wore simple clothes, but his elegance could not be denied. He wore a fitting beige knitted shirt under a brown Versace cashmere coat. He looked like he was the same age as my father, but he did not have the aura of a father. My father was only a fit man, but Mr. Anderson was sexy. My thoughts embarrassed me. I never looked at older men as sexy. Actually, I seldom found men sexy. It was probably the reason I was still a virgin at 20. I was into geeky-looking guys like Sheldon Cooper of The Big Bang Theory. Mr. Anderson was a total opposite of my ideal type. He was a muscular man in his, probably, 40s. His hair had a few strands of silver. His jaw was chiseled perfectly, and he had deep blue eyes below thick brown brows. He had broad shoulders and a thick neck. I could see his muscular torso from the hugs of his shirt. Yeah, he was a total opposite, but I found it hard to resist his charm.
"I can wait," Mr. Anderson told the ladies.
"Tend to this beautiful girl first."
I tried to hold back my smile, but it managed to flash widely at the sexy older man. Mr. Anderson smiled back at me. My heart danced crazily. I could not understand what was happening to me. It felt like your high school crush finally laid eyes on you. It was weird, but I kind of liked it.
"I'm afraid she's lost," Chloe told Mr. Anderson.
"She has no idea of what this place is."
"Then enlighten me. What is this place?" I cut Chloe angrily.
Mr. Anderson smiled a little, but I could see in his eyes that he was amused. He seemed to be a person who did not express himself well.
"It is a place not fitting for a girl like you," Chloe replied.
"On the contrary, I think it is," Mr. Anderson corrected.
He looked at me and said,
"I have a feeling this young miss would enjoy my company tonight."
I raised an eyebrow at Mr. Anderson and said,
"I certainly don't think so. I just need a room to rest."
Mr. Anderson flashed a half grin again, even if he looked at me with amused eyes. He turned to Chloe and gave her a nod.
"Here," Chloe said, while handing me a room key.
She turned to Mr. Anderson and said, "Here's yours, Mr. Anderson." I glanced at Mr. Anderson's room key. It was only a number away from the key I held. I wondered if our room would be next to each other.
No,